No.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to I'm West Stupid. This is Matt Mann coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 284 miles away to my right, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, y'all. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's everything going tonight, Matt?
Everything's going pretty well, Jay. I was in a kind of a funk. We were doing the sex show, and I just couldn't get in the mood, but prior to the show, I listened to I Touch Myself, Sex in an Elevator, and I ended it up with the Cars doing Tonight She Comes.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you warmed up.
And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing swell. I've had nothing but computer trouble all day long.
Yes, I know.
Firefox 4 was freezing up on me, and I finally had to uninstall and reinstall. It seems to be okay now, knock on wood. And then I tried to use the Safari browser, and it wouldn't work. I couldn't get into the chat room. But, you know, other than that, I'm doing swell. Anyway, now we have a bit of a crowd showing up in the chat room here tonight.
Yes, we do. And we appreciate that.
We do. Everybody, welcome. Thanks for being here, and we already have a caller.
What?
I know we already have a caller.
Huh.
Is this somebody you know?
Not offhand. We'll hold off on this caller just for a second.
Okay.
Because
we'll come to you here in a minute.
Yeah. Hold on, 352. We'll come to you here in a second. Because first of all, we have a couple birthday wishes to get out. And
got some birthday shout outs.
Yeah, by all means, you go with the dame of the birthday.
Oh, well, I got to send a happy birthday out to my mother. Happy birthday, Mom. Today is her birthday. I advise you really to not listen to this show after the birthday shout outs.
That was your present to her, wasn't it?
Yeah, was warning her in advance, don't listen.
And the truth be told, Jay, I sent her an email and advised her the same thing.
Good move.
See, I got your back there, baby.
Nick, I appreciate it. And got another birthday coming up on Sunday. Is that not correct?
We do. We won't be on the air, so we got to shout this out right now. The lovely and flexible Schmoop, who we may be talking about later, my BFF OSP, and she is quite shisk. The Schmoop is going to be 45 on Sunday, and we love her to death.
As hot as ever.
Always.
So happy birthday to the Schmoopster.
Yep.
And on Monday, the 28th, it will be my good friend, my BFF, the wonderful, the lovely, the talented Warrior Cat will be celebrating the birthday. Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, baby.
So we'll send her a shout out and a happy birthday, and she might not want to listen to the rest of the show either. now that I think about it. But, you know.
But she's
so that's the birthday shout out.
Yep. So,
and, well, we got a couple other quick shout outs here I want to do. In the chat room tonight, Dr. Anonymous, who is here on the network every Thursday. He might be moving back to prime time. He's been during the day, but he mentioned earlier tonight he might be moving back to prime time. But check him out at dranonymous.com, and you can find out everything you want to find out about him. I believe that URL still works. And we want to send a shout-out to Mr. Vinny Bond. And Music on the Couch every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Great interviews with musical artists, unsigned, independent artists. He does a great job there. And now, that's it for the shout-outs, Matt.
All right, very good. So I guess we should get right into our subject, which tonight is sex in general, and in particular, sex in public places. However, Jay, something bad happened this week, and we ought to cover this first and get it out of the way so everyone can have their little cry once again and then get into the topic, the aforementioned topic. As you all know, Liz Taylor died.
Very
and
sad.
And I'm with Stupid being on the ball and everywhere. Had our crew. We sent Guy on Your Dick and Kim Fragile out to cover the tragedy. So here's the report.
Jay, Matt Man, Guy on Your Dick here.
And Kim Fragile here too, boys.
Kim and I know this show is about sex, but it is with heavy hearts we are camped out with camera and curiosity in order to cover the sorrow and mourning taking place in front of the home of the late cinematic icon, Elizabeth Taylor.
A sad time indeed, but the star power on hand is oozing through me, Guy.
Well, star power to burn indeed. Kim is staring at the ass of Liam Neeson while he shows pictures of his dead wife to hot young girls, and I am staring at the robust body of former Cheers star and Dancing with the Stars participant, Kirstie Alley, as she bends down in front of me to retrieve a half-eaten Twinkie that she recently dropped.
Bradley Cooper is Bradley Cooper. Hey, Bradley, Bradley,
As we weep along with the tearful crowd, you can hear a melancholy Kim Fragile wailing for a bone from Bradley Cooper's bowl.
Bradley, it's Kim.
As Kim rubs my thigh, I in my sorrow for Liz Taylor am putting my arm around Kim as I gaze upon the ample yet mourning breast of Scarlett Johansson.
Liam, I mean Guy, I am in such sorrow over Liz Taylor, I feel like a cat on a hot tin roof and want to be your sweet bird of youth.
Jay, Matt Man, as the tears flow, Kim is stroking my national velvet, so I'll turn it back to you guys. This is Guy Fragile.
And Kim on Your Dick.
Tossing it with force back to you guys in the studios.
Well, there you go. I mean, those two are professionals.
Yeah, they held out as long as they could, I guess.
Well, and it's good of them. They covered both topics, Liz Taylor, and they got the public sex in. So
yeah. And I'm sure that somebody with Fox News is going to be outraged at their behavior, and we'll get lots of good publicity out of that.
Now, I'm sure it'll be Bill O'Reilly during his culture war segment.
Absolutely. I'm going to email him right after the show. So, I guess, do we want to see who this is on line two?
Yeah, that'd be great. We can do that now.
Okay.
I'll do that. Let me take it.
Okay.
352, you're on the air.
Well, God bless you for allowing me to be on here for a few seconds. Oh, this is Bubba from the backwoods saying hello to all you out there listening to this radio show.
How you doing, Bubba?
I'm doing okay. I'd like to be doing like the other person talked earlier. God almighty, I'll tell you.
Well, he's doing great.
I'm sure
he is. You might find someone out there in the backwoods to, you know, help out.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. No, I don't think so. I don't take it from the backwoods or the front woods. Just strictly heterosexual. Go to buddy.
Okay.
Well, there's got to be a female Bigfoot or something out there, doesn't there?
How'd you think?
Oh, no. Probably no. That was your mother. I don't know. What a Bigfoot.
Well, she had
your
a
mother,
club
Jeff.
Foot, not necessarily a Bigfoot, but. And she had a
that
hammer
probably
toe
hurt
too.
You, right? She throws your shoe, you know. She throws your shoe. You know what I mean? Girls are muddy.
The funny thing about my mom, her feet were both arched and flat. It was the most amazing thing.
Oh, really? Did
yeah.
you put that in the Smithsonian Awards or whatever the hell they call it? Because I'm from the backwoods.
I got nothing.
I don't either. You know, I played with him as best I could, but I. Wow.
Bubba in the backwoods, we appreciate your calling in.
I'm right here, and don't hang me up. I'll bring in some callers, which right now is bringing you callers in. God bless you, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any great sex stories you want to share with us?
Yes, I do. Don't mess around with a married woman, I'll tell you that.
Why is that?
Be careful. What do you
Why
mean?
Is that?
Well, because shots will be fired, like on Cops. Bad boy, bad boy, bad boy. Watch out.
Uh-huh.
All right, Bubba. Well, we need
and
to move on. We
out.
got more show to do here. We only got 16 minutes remaining, so we appreciate your calling in.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me, right?
The only married woman I didn't fool around with was my wife.
Hello. And you were married and you had a woman and all that and you was worried about her messing around?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you, was you worried about her messing around and the whole nine yards?
Oh, hell no, I'm that man, bitch. She would never mess around.
Well, she would never mess around. Now, tell me, just out of question I have for you, why?
Well, you better make it quick because you're about to hear a dial tone.
Oh, God almighty. That's what she said when you were in bed with her, right? A dial tone. God almighty. I'm teasing you.
Well, we need to hurry along.
Oh,
do
you need
show.
To hurry along to what? Some books at the library or what? What are you talking
yeah.
about?
We're going to go check out The Joy of Sex.
The Joy of
we
Sex.
We thank you for calling, Bubba. Have yourself a great evening, buddy. Okay.
And now that Bubba's right. gone, I'd like to say hi to David, to Bob Forsythe, to Dana, to...
How you doing?
Agent Rat, Dr. Anonymous, J.D. Drew, the Tankster, Mike, and Shan, and Vinny Bond. So, Jay, we're talking about sex. Yeah, it is.
We are.
It's a good crowd. It's a fun crowd. So, So we're talking about sex, and we're kind of, you and I, in our intense pre-show meeting, we're talking about public sex in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you'd like to lay on us here?
Well, I, you know, there have been a few opportunities, and I'll just hit the big one first, the the one that has everybody, that people always go, really? And that would be the dressing room at Dillard's Department Store in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And that was a pretty fun day. She was trying on a dress, and she slung the door open and waved at me and said, come here. And I took a step, and then I stopped, and I looked at the woman who was the saleswoman there, and she says, go for it. And so, you know, what are you going to do? Got to follow orders, right?
Is this something, was this a program of theirs or something? Or a special,
I don't know.
Sale?
But apparently it was not a completely unheard of activity. So anyway, that was the that's really the one that always catches people by surprise, going, oh wow, cool.
So did everything fit?
Yeah, everything was pretty nice. They actually, she decided not to buy that dress, but they were like, oh no, that's not going back on the rack, sorry.
Probably because there were stains on it by then.
So, do you have any special moments you'd like to share?
Oh, I got a few.
Okay.
I'm
and real quick,
I'm sorry.
Real quick, we could just let them know that the phone lines are also open, as Bubba found out. That's 661-244-9852. And if somebody wanted to call in and share some of their experiences with us also, they could. And now
that'd
I'll turn it back over to you, Matt Mann.
Yeah, back in high school, I went to, I was a big fisherman back in those days, and my girlfriend and I was 16 or 17, she was 17 or 18, because I go for older women. and we were in this hidden cove at a state park here locally, C.J. Brown Reservoir, and I was fishing, she was reading a book, and she's got a blanket out. I'm kind of just standing there. She's on the blanket, and it was spring, so all men's thoughts turn to love, or whatever, however it is. But anyway, we started getting naked, and we're really going at it, and we're almost completely naked. And the next thing you know, she said, what is this? And I said, you know, I thought maybe I was doing it wrong.
He said, it's my lure. Oh, no.
Exactly. It's my crankbait. we look down and we have hundreds of ticks all over our bodies.
Oh.
So we get up, we jump up off the blanket. We're standing
there. You
didn't
finish?
What's that?
You didn't finish.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not talking one or two. I'm talking hundreds. And so we start, we jump up, and we're picking at each other's like baboons doing each other's hair. And for 2 weeks, and we got dressed. Oh, it was the creepiest thing in my life. But still I think, man, if I had just done her that time.
You know, it's not like you to get distracted like that and not finish your task at hand.
I have
are pretty single-minded.
Well, I am very single-minded, and I have very few phobias. But one of the phobias I have, it's not spiders, it's bugs. But I hate bugs. And whew, yeah, that was not good. But I think I think you have another tale to tell, don't you?
Well, I have a few. Real quick here in the chat room, Shan has one about getting busy in the confessional at church. Was that with the priest? I wonder.
Why, I doubt it, because Shan's a woman.
Right, just Shan's a female, exactly. Augusto. Augusto had two experiences with the wife in the ocean and once in the woods with a college girlfriend that produced many mosquito bites. Yeah, see, that's the problem with outdoor sex. Anybody who's ever been out in the woods or at the lake or something like that, there's just too many bugs flying around, and it's nasty and yeah, you know, gross. And it's very distracting. It's tough to concentrate, you know, when you're worried about snakes and bugs and spiders and stuff like that.
And then
you know,
you have morning doves in the background. It sounds like your mom saying, "Don't do it. Don't do it." I hate that.
That's very, very upsetting. But I can tell you, well, the ones I've got listed are the typical, the car, you know, and it's important about the car, because if you have a car built since like the late 80s, the back seat probably isn't quite big enough. You know, back in the old days, those back seats were, you know, a lot of room back there, and you could.
They were huge.
Oh yeah, and of course there was the private booth at the strip club in Oklahoma City. And, you know, the usual places.
Really? What happened there?
It was a little strange. I did not expect for her to do what she did, but I didn't stop her either. And it only cost $20, so. So, hey, you know, why not? We have another caller. Are you there, Matt Man?
Yeah, I'm here. 602, go ahead.
Hello? Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful now.
Uh-huh.
We got our socks ready.
Do you have your socks ready? Okay,
yeah.
So it's not really like confessional, right? It's just... have you ever had sex outside? Is that...
Well, we'd like some details. Yeah.
Oh, you want details? Because
we want to be able to... because we're looking for something we can visualize a little later. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I mean, are we talking in code or...
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, we're slow. You'll have to...
Okay, so public places. Well, okay, here's my story. My dear husband was trying to quit smoking, and I told him that, you know, whenever he had the urge for a cigarette, I would help distract him from the urge to use the evil tobacco. And as you guys know, we worked together, and we were on a job site, and he was really craving some tobacco. So... had him drop his pants right there.
And then what happened?
Drug him over to a juniper tree and...
You drug him over?
Drug him over. Well, I didn't actually have to drag him. He came willingly.
I bet he did.
And,
quickly.
And so I took his mind off his tobacco and forgot all about it.
Oddly enough, Matt and I both need a cigarette now.
I'm smoking as we speak.
Matt got a cigarette in anticipation of that story.
Yes, I did.
No, wait, that's not supposed to be the way it works.
Yeah, well.
Huh, he doesn't like rules.
Now, he had one afterwards, didn't he?
Oh, no, no, no. None after.
Really?
No.
Wow. You're good.
I am. Yeah, so that's it. That's my outdoor story. I mean, I have others, but I wouldn't want to, you know, step on anyone else's toes. I might want to call in.
No, that's okay.
Oh,
keep
no.
talking.
You're doing great.
Well, there was that time in the public restroom at the park. Oh, and on the chick
table. That was a nice clean
Lake
place.
Mead.
Well, I'll tell you what. You hold that thought, and Jay, you really need to finish your thought about your brush with fame.
Oh yeah.
In Oklahoma City.
Oh no! I did. I finished.
No, you didn't. And I know you didn't.
Well, we went into the. It was the private booth, and I thought it was just going to be a lap dance, and it turned into her head in my lap dance.
And what was her name, Jay?
Her name? I'm drawing a blank. Gosh dang it!
No, you better not.
I cannot. You put me on the spot, and I can't come up with it. This happens to me. I do this with women, too. It's very embarrassing.
I believe her name was the name of a foreign country.
Oh, her name was Kenya.
And that's your brush of fame, because she could very well have been Barack's sister.
She could be related to the president.
Exactly.
God. I should have written it down so I wouldn't screw it up. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was impressive.
That was.
Anyway. About 2 minutes on the live stream here for everybody, so. Yeah, it went fast.
Yeah, it did. I hear that often.
Dana says Matt knows because Jay and Matt share sex stories. Yeah, we do. You know, late at night, you know, lying there in the dark.
We not only share them, we make them.
So everybody
on
the
I'm glad your mom's not listening.
Oh, no. Everybody's listening in the chat room. We want to thank you for being here tonight. And, of course, we'll be going 15 minutes over in the extra time period, so you could come back and listen in the archives and catch the rest of the fun and games. Because I got to talk about accidentally happening upon people getting busy in public also. Because that's happened to me a few times in life.
Well, that happens when you search that out, Jay.
I'm telling you, it is purely by accident each time.
With camera in hand.
Oh, no. And for those of you who come back to the archives, we also will have a live remote from the Bunny Ranch coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Which we didn't get in the live stream, but that's okay.
No, we didn't.
No, we had better things to do. So, anyway. I don't want to leave the show in the middle of a story, so we'll wait for the countdown. Oh, man. I can't believe I forgot that chick's name. In fact, I forgot everything. As soon as you said there was more to the story, what? My brain just locked.
I'm here to help.
I can tell. Okay. So anyway, that's it for the live stream. So I'll tell you about the accidental public sex thing. First one was when I was in college, and we did a little road trip. Yes, she is.
What?
Yeah.
What? Are you looking for a Cheeto in your bed?
You know, I haven't had Cheetos in my bed in forever. But damn, that's a good idea.
Get a little Cheeto dust on the sheets.
Yeah, and darn it, sometimes it stains.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
It's terrible.
It is tragic. I have to get, like, printed sheets so that, you know, it blends in.
God. That's kind of hot.
We are talking about Cheetos, right?
Yeah. We're still talking about Cheetos. Cheetos a euphemism for anything? A little
it's
slow.
Code.
So anyway, I was saying, when I was at the U of A, when I was a freshman, my roommate and two other people and I went on a road trip, and we left Fayetteville at around 11 p.m., midnight, something like that, and we drove over to Tulsa. I guess we left a little early, but we went over to Tulsa, and we were about a 90-minute drive. And when we were in Tulsa, we're driving around, and we stopped down there by the riverfront, and they had this little riverfront walk area. And by the time we got down there, it was probably around 2 a.m. or so. And we're walking along, and I turn around a corner, and there are two people embraced and about to or be very busy. And those two dudes were not happy. Let me tell you. We were like, whoopsie.
Did you just say whoopsie?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what we said.
Maybe you should have joined them.
And no, they were like, it's okay, it's okay. And we're like, no, really, bye. And we left, and I hope that we didn't spoil the mood. They seemed, like they were good friends.
I had
You got nothing on that, do you?
Well, no, I've got like 7 stories lined up.
Oh, well, go ahead then. Well, then let's go right ahead. Get into them.
Thanksgiving. It was probably Thanksgiving, 1981, 1982, 1983. I don't know. We went, my girlfriend and I, this was back in high school, we went to a party. We ate at Mom's, and then we went over to a party of one of my older brothers. We were underage, and they were all drinking, and we had a couple beers. And then, I'm 16, she's 17. And we got horny, so we went outside. It's like 22 degrees, and there's this concrete wall in front of the house. It's like a sidewalk. I threw her on there and did her, and there you have it. 8 o'clock in the night.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah. It was like she had a frostbite on her ass when we were done, because it was kind of cute. I rubbed it for her, trying to take the sting away when I peeled her off the wall.
Okay.
Well, it sounded funnier when I was thinking about it, but...
No, that's good. On the sidewalk.
We did do it in a tree one time during a Halloween party. And oddly enough, she was dressed as Jane from the Tarzan movie. And I should have given her a shout-out for that, but I'm sure she didn't want her name mentioned, because she reminded me of that tonight.
And now, were you dressed as Tarzan or as Cheetah?
I can't even remember. She couldn't even remember what I was dressed as. I think it was probably a pirate. So it was Pirate and Jane in a tree. It was
cute. Well, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
And it was innocent because we were, you know, teenagers. So it was cute.
Right. Doing what teenagers do.
Exactly. And she also reminded me that we did it in the bushes one time. I don't know what that was about. I really don't remember that. I just hope it wasn't a rose bush or something.
Oh.
That'd be painful.
And were her parents, like, inside? And you guys were like, well, we're just going to go out and get a little fresh air.
Oh, God, yeah, they were inside because...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because if they weren't, you would have been, right?
Oh, my God. The one time we tried to do it inside her house, her father came home. And we're on the couch, half naked. And I'll never forget this. And he loves me to this day, but I'll never forget him saying, what the hell is going on here? Boy, that shrank really quick.
Yeah, it should have been pretty obvious to him.
It was, I think, rhetorical.
Oh, okay. Did you scramble around and get dressed and just run out of the house, or?
No, I don't even remember after that. I think maybe I blocked that out. He probably smacked me on the head.
Nice. Agent Rant, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, good.
My pizza's getting cold because I'm still here.
What kind of pizza did you get?
Some kind of Tuscan mushroom something with cheese. Some kind of trick pizza.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's cool.
No, it's going to be good.
Yeah, if you're into that. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so here's another time when I happened upon some people. It was in San Antonio. And I was, it was a really beautiful day, and I was out and about, you know, doing important things. And it was lunchtime, so I was going to drive through the Wendy's, get some lunch, and I was going to go over to the park, at Breckenridge Park down there, near the zoo. And I thought, well, I'll just go down there, and I'll sit there on the park bench, and I'll have lunch. I mean, in the middle of the day, you know, whatever. So I pull up. And I park, and I look over to the right, and there's a truck that belonged to Bexar County, Bexar County, Texas, right? And there's a guy sitting in there, and he had his head leaned back. And I thought maybe he was, like, taking a little nap at lunch. And as I'm looking at him, a woman head pops up from his lap looking over at me. And so I'm sitting there looking back. So I'm looking at both of them, and she looks at me for a minute, and then she, like, waves at me to get out of there and go away. And I'm like, oh, okay. They probably could have found a spot other than, like, the main parking lot to do that, but, you know, whatever. But he never looked over. He was definitely concentrating.
Well, I appreciate a guy with focus.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I should have gotten some film of that. I didn't have my camera with me, but it would have been nice to have a little video of that. And I could have sent it in to the news team there, one of the local television stations, and it could have been a huge scandal, you know, county workers getting blowjobs during their lunch break from hookers. She might not have been a hooker. I don't know. There was no other vehicle there. So
I'm sure she was a nice woman. God.
Probably so. Here I am disparaging her like that.
Exactly.
So bad about it.
In fact, you could have titled the video "Remember the Alamo." I don't know why, but you could have.
Could have. So, okay.
I am so telling your mom.
She won't believe it. She'll just, oh, no, not my son.
Not my Jay. You still there, Rhett?
I'm still here.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
yeah.
Couldn't you just breathe or something?
<She's> very quiet.
No, seriously. I want to hear you breathe.
You want
to... Oh, yeah. Oh, God, now you sound like Schmoop.
Just kidding.
M. Rumblings wants to know if there's an iPhone app for BTR. Sure. Probably. Asking on Twitter, because, you know, I have to monitor Twitter.
I know you do.
Kind of know what's going on.
Even when you're recording funny bits. Hey, play Dick Burns.
Oh, hey, Dick Burns went to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
And filed a report for us, and we better get that in quick because we're going to run out of time.
Well, you
so here we
do
go.
It now. All right.
Dick Burns here, coming to you live from the Bunny Ranch just outside of Reno, Nevada. I've decided, what better place to do a live remote for the sex show than from the world's most famous brothel? I've always wanted to visit here too, so it worked out perfectly. And let me tell you, gentlemen, this place lives up to its reputation. I've had more fun here today than in the last 20 years of my life combined. Wow, these girls sure know how to keep a man happy. I hope you don't mind my charging it to my company credit card, though. Anyway, there are all kinds of theme rooms here, guys. There's the dungeon room for people who are into that weird stuff. There's a swing room, which is a real blast. Rooms with sports and nautical themes. And the Chris Hansen room. Ah, this is cool. This is where a very petite Asian girl wearing Hello Kitty lingerie greets you and says, "Have a seat over there." And then things get freaky. And of course, there's a hot tub and a pool. And hey, look who just came out of the orgy room.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
Yeah, it's Charlie Sheen. Well, guys, you never know who you'll run into here. Celebrities, athletes, politicians, and world-famous radio announcers. Screw Disney. The Bunny Ranch is the happiest place on Earth. I'm looking at the illustrations on the menu here, and I think I know what I want to try next. Bon appetit, gentlemen. Back to you.
Good times right there.
Dick's a real trooper.
Well, that's why it's great to work for us, because you get opportunities like that.
Yeah, but
we don't get them.
Yeah, we don't get the credit card thing either.
No, we don't. We can't be trusted with it. We're gonna get cut off in about a minute, so I guess we need to wrap her up.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Are you talking
Which
about,
we need to warn everybody out.
Are
you
talking
all
you
kids
Rhett?
Out there.
Are we...
All you kids out there about to get busy out in public, wrap it up. So, anyway, thanks a lot for calling, Rat. You were awesome.
Wow.
As always.
Well, thank you so much.
Ooh, say that again. Please.
Thank you so much.
See, Matt will beg. He doesn't mind.
I don't. I ain't